Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Hiring around the U.S. is hitting a wall. There was a weaker-than-expected jobs report out today showing employers added only 73,000 jobs. Analyst Mark Hamrick.
We have this situation where, in some ways, because of concern about Trump administration policy, tariffs being at the top of that list, employers are cautious to hire, but they're somewhat reticent to shed workers.
Dozens of countries around the world are studying the new tariffs President Trump has announced. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer reports.
Switzerland reeling from that unexpected 39%. So not only its stock market is down, its currency as well.
A SpaceX crew lifted off today for the International Space Station.
3, 2, 1, ignition. Ignition's full power and lift.
On Wall Street, stocks are lower. CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The air quality alert now runs through tomorrow. The DNR has extended the air quality advisory through noon tomorrow due to smoke from Canadian wildfires. Officials say people should limit outdoor activity and those with health issues should be especially careful. Conditions are slowly improving with another update possible later today. A judge has sentenced Maxwell Anderson to life in prison without parole for the killing of Sade Robinson. Anderson maintained his innocence and his attorney says they'll appeal the verdict. It was a tense town hall in Elkhorn. Yesterday, 1st District Congressman Brian Stile was met with boos and tough questions on issues like tariffs, immigration, and the Gaza conflict. During his answers, there were chants and jeers highlighting frustration over his backing of Trump policies. Stile did comment about the situation at his home last week when protesters gathered outside of his house with a cardboard coffin. WISN 12 News reports those protesters said the coffin symbolized their disappointment with the legislation Stile supports. An international smuggling operation out of Madison sending equipment to Russia has been busted up. Joanne Krulatz has more.
A Wisconsin man has pleaded guilty to smuggling lab equipment to Russian companies in violation of U.S. sanctions. Online court records show 68-year-old Andrew Pogosin of Madison entered the plea in federal court on Tuesday. Federal prosecutors charged Pogosin in June in a four-count information with conspiracy to defraud the United States and smuggling goods out of the country. The information claims Pogosin worked through his company to ship laboratory equipment to Russian companies, including one that performed chemical research for the Russian military. Pogosin faces up to 35 years in prison when he's sentenced October 7th.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers in D.C. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers open a three-game road trip this weekend against the Nationals. The crew making moves before the trade deadline, adding an outfielder, Brandon Lockridge from the Padres. In exchange, they traded lefty Nestor Cortez and an infielder prospect. The Brewers also traded for a pair of pitchers from Arizona, right-hander Shelby Miller and lefty Jordan Montgomery for a player to be named later. Both of those pitchers currently on the injured list, Montgomery out for the year. NFL, the Packers with another practice in pads, and then tomorrow night's family night inside Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur on his strict rules regarding fights on the field.
I just think it's always important to remember that if you do anything in a game, you're going to get penalized for it and it's going to hurt the team. So I think it's important that you keep your composure in practice as well and do all the little things the right way so that if something transpires in a game that you don't react the wrong way.
That's the Packers' Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Areas of wildfire smoke still sticking around in spots, otherwise mostly sunny skies, and highs a bit more mild in the upper 70s. Winds are barely moving, and overnight tonight, patchy fog is possible. And tomorrow, blue skies are expected, with highs scraping the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rillow. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Forever Young Designs artist Spencer Young. And it's a Bar Band Friday night, so our Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr brings new music from the best Wisconsin bands.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. Senate Republicans vote to allow Trump to keep gifted and grifted Cuttery Jet after leaving office. Yep. Chris Murphy, the Democrat from Connecticut, Senator Chris Murphy, introduced an amendment yesterday to a piece of legislation moving through the Senate. This was actually on the Appropriations Committee on which he sits, to, quote, prohibit the Qatari jet that was gifted to Trump, end quote, to be transferred to him after his presidency. And he said the fight against corruption has to be ceaseless, said Murphy. 90 minutes later, the amendment was shot down by all of the Republicans on the committee. Every single Republican voted to have your taxpayer dollars spend $1 billion to retrofit and upgrade this airplane so that Donald Trump can take it with him when he leaves the White House. Meanwhile, the Pentagon has figured out where to get that money, $934 million, almost $1 billion. Where are they going to get the money from? They're getting it from the fund that is paying to upkeep and maintain our nuclear weapons, which are falling apart. I mean, this it's called the Sentinel effort, the Sentinel program. It was originally a $77 billion program. It looks like it's $125 billion is going to be. It's way over budget just to keep our nuclear weapons from, like, spontaneously combusting, from you know, rusting and corroding to the point that they just blow up in Kansas. And it's a very, very important program, and we're taking money from that program to retrofit the jet that Qatar gave to Donald Trump as a gift. I mean, this is just nuts. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is trying to turn the White House into Louis XIV's Versailles, the palace. JoJo from Jurors she is so eloquent. Her writing is just so brilliant. I love her newsletter. It's on Substack. It's JoJo from Jurors.substack.com, J-E-R-Z. And she writes, it's called Versailles for the Very Stupid. She says, it's desecration with a building permit, the kind of aesthetic war crime you'd expect from a failed casino magnate with a god complex and a Five Below coupon code. He's not restoring anything. He's branding it, rebranding our most sacred public space like it's another bankrupt asset in his flaming dumpster fire of a real estate portfolio, stripped of his history, smothered in cheap dazzle, treated less like a national treasure and more like a prop warehouse for a dictator-themed variety hour. This isn't patriotism. It's golden goose-stepping makeover brought to you by Gout, Delusion, and Overstock.com. She goes on to say, it looks like Saddam Hussein's foyer got raided by Liberace's stylist and glued together by a drunk set designer from Real Housewives of Riyadh. It doesn't whisper dignity anymore. It screams delusion. And somehow, unbelievably, that's the point. because Gold Lame Caligula doesn't see value in service or humility or history. He sees it in spectacle. He thinks godliness is gaudiness. He knows he's a fraud. He knows he's not clever or capable or wise, writes JoJo from Jurors. He knows he was never respected by his father, never admired by his peers, never loved without strings. He's not interesting. He's not athletic. He's not deep. He's not brave. He's not funny. He's shameless. And what he's doing to the White House is what all hollow men do when they panic. They overcompensate. Yeah. Yeah. This is crazy. $200 million to destroy the White House, basically. We always wanted a ballroom. We've wanted a ballroom for 9 years. Yeah, right. Yeah. Meanwhile, the Trump administration announces a new private health tracking system with big tech's help. CVS, United Health Group, Amazon, Google, and Apple are all in on this. More than 60 companies altogether that are agreeing to share all of our information with each other. What could possibly go wrong? Do you really want all of your medical records to be known by basically everybody? To be bought and sold by data brokers? What happened to that expectation that, you know, this information should be kept private? Lawrence Gosling is, is a Georgetown University law professor who specializes in public health, right? And this is what he has to say about this. Quote, "There are enormous ethical and legal concerns. Patients across America should be very worried that their medical records are going to be used in ways that harm them and their families." Now, you've also got Bob Kennedy out there trying to collect more data from America's medical records in his autism and vaccine studies, if you want to call them that. This scheme is an open door for the further use and monetization of sensitive and personal information, writes Jeffrey Chester at the Center for Digital Democracy. It is concerning. I mean, it really is concerning what these guys are up to. And finally, Donald Trump, in addition to today being tariff day, which is why the Dow was down 500 points this morning, in Canada's case, he wants to make it 35% because Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says he intends to recognize the state of Palestine. And, of course, that pisses off Trump, you know, felon Trump's felon friend or accused felon friend, Benjamin Netanyahu. And so Trump is going to punish Canada with a 35% tariff. Actually, he's going to punish us with a 35% tariff because we pay the tariff. And I mean, you know, a 35% tariff on Canada is that's going to hurt America. It's going to hurt America. There's just no other way to say it. So what's on your mind today? It's Anything Goes Weekend. Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's up?
Hi, just getting back to your first introductory rant about the jobs report, I'd like to point out that the revision by the Bureau of Labor Statistics for June puts them pretty much in the ballpark of the ADP Corporation's, you know, monthly report on private job, you know, gains. Remember in June, the ADP reported a job loss of 33,000 jobs for June, and then the Bureau of Labor Statistics came out with their 143,000 that they've now revised down to only 14,000.
Correct.
You know, someone's in there monkeying with the numbers.
Oh, they're cooking the books. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
And I think their 73,000 is going to get revised down, you know, 3 months from now to a negative figure.
Well, that's exactly where I'm going, because I'm looking back at the comparisons of the ADP reports and the BLS reports, you know, for the first 6 months. And, you know, every month BLS has taken off, you know, like 80% of what they presented for the month in question. So if you take 80% of whatever it was this month, you're going to be down to about zero. You know,
have you seen the ADP report for July?
Yes.
What does
they
it say?
Actually said. I had to look it up. You know, to me, it's kind of suspicious that, you know, I always listen to the NPR business reports, and every month I would hear the ADP report like 1 or 2 days before the BLS report. Right. This month, nothing. And this month it was 19, no. They actually have a kind of rosy report of 104,000, but, you know, that's private sector, and the BLS always includes public jobs, which we know are now being eliminated.
Right.
So it'd be interesting to see what happens with the 73,000. But it comes to another, a larger problem, you know, the filtering of the news to all of us. You know, you have this group, just let's go to Gaza for a second. You finally have some Israeli groups, you know, deeming what Netanyahu's government is doing as a genocide, according to the actual legal definition of genocide. And then they, you know, in a conversation with Christiane Amanpour on Amanpour Hour, they say, well, the problem here in Israel is that 99% of our public doesn't see this.
Mm-hmm.
They do not read. And Haaretz, you know, the eminent Israeli newspaper that all the people in government read because of its the accuracy and prestige, is reports it's the only news outlet in Israel that will say anything
that's true
that contradicts Netanyahu narrative. And we're kind of we're in the same situation here because all of a sudden NPR forgot to tell me 2 days ago what the ADP jobs report was for the month.
Right.
I've listened to this for years. They've always said it, and it was gone. And I, you know, not just picking on NPR, but if NPR is losing it, you know, everybody.
Well,
in
I
the
think
news,
NPR is going to, if they have not already started, is going to be self-censoring. I mean, everybody else is.
Oh, I know they are. They, where I live, you know, in my red state, the red Confederate state of Idaho, they already are. I can see it.
Yeah.
And it's just going to continue.
Yeah.
I mean, all
the social media sites are doing it now. They're all adjusting their algorithms to be Republican and Trump friendly. You know, it's just crazy. Thank you. Thank you, Susan. Nice to hear from you. We'll be right back. It's 15 minutes, 16 minutes past the hour. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with more of your calls. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com/Tom.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years, to let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, but right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This isn't protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, to 511-511 to become a member. Because public school funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. So go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
There's a man with a crown made of spray on gold, throwing tantrums in tweets, acting 5 years old. He bought the news, then broke the mic, cashed a check from CBS, killed the late night. They took Colbert chair. Truth became bias. Facts turned to sin. 'Cause you're not supposed to laugh at the king. You're not supposed to laugh at the king. Even when he does the most ridiculous things, he's got the power, the bribes, the sting.
3 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Roland in Everett, Washington. Hey, Roland, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Back at you.
Always good to listen to you. Yeah. I don't know if any of your team heard about the Jubilee interview. I watch you on YouTube, and I also check out other shows as well. I was recently viewing the Jon Stewart on YouTube, and he brought in Mede Hanson. It was regarding that Jubilee interview with these right-wing. It was a really tough.
Oh, you're talking when Mehdi Hasan debated something like, 15 or 40 or something like that, right-wingers all at once, yeah.
Yeah, Tom. My takeaway was that, I really think the Republicans, in my view, are just like what you're saying. In the past, I kind of like was thinking, it can't be that crazy. But they are. They really believe. I didn't know that there's people that actually believe in and look at Nazism as being positive, and also do not understand the problems of fascism. You know, I really think that that is.
I think it's an indictment of our public education system post Reagan. You know, he gutted civics education, and people just don't know. We should mandate that everybody watches the old Schindler's List movie. You know.
Yeah, and you brought up years ago about. Our education, public education, is being torn down. A lot of it has to do with history about our history.
Right.
I feel that our liberty is just being challenged right now. And then you brought up about media, and so there's other callers that, you know, I don't know if people around this country understand that the media is constant and for example, other countries, even they were bringing up like Turkey, Hungary, India. Donald Trump is doing mirroring the same way that those countries are doing. They're tearing down the media. They're watching what they're watching these news channels. And they're destroying our the media, where people are only going to be seeing what they want, what that government wants to show them.
Right.
And so it's just getting scarier and scarier. I feel that the Dems are, and I agree with this, just like what you were saying in the past with that congressman from Wisconsin. I think that the leadership needs to change. I think that anybody in the Democratic Party needs to. So we need to govern, right? But we need to be playing hard. They're playing football while we're playing golf.
Yeah.
And we need to just push back hard. If we can get back this great country of ours. We need to make changes. We need to make,
they're playing cage match, and we're playing Queensberry's rules. I mean, it's just
it's crazy, Tom. We need to really push back. I hope, and I don't know. I'm about your age. I hope that in our lifetime, for the young people, that they get a clue, and that they change the government, and that they just.
I think they will, but I fear that it will come out of the ashes of a depression and a war. I am very, very concerned that that's what Donald Trump is bringing us to, because he's repeating the same mistakes that Herbert Hoover made. But who knows? Roland, thank you for the call. We'll see. We'll be right back. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We're right back with your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend right after this. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stocked with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over 1 million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. So it took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
The labor shortage is nothing new to the agriculture industry, but recent trends show that it may be partially self-inflicted. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you midday on a Friday. Lynn Paulson is the Senior Vice President of Agribusiness Development with Bell Bank. He tells us how this generation is producing far less children than what we need for the future workforce.
You know, the replacement of fertility rate needs to be like a 2.1, just to maintain population. You know, the U.S. is right now is down to like 1.6. China's like 1.1, right? We're just simply not having enough kids worldwide and in the U.S. to do that. I think there's a couple things that come into play there. Number one is what does that do to our future labor availability in the U.S., right? Where all the work is going to come from. And I think secondly, you know, for decades, you know, we've talked about, you know, a population growing in the world and how we're going to feed all these extra people, whatever. That thing's going to tail off pretty quickly, and we're going to not have as many people as we thought.
I'm sure making babies isn't the worst advice you've ever gotten. Lynn Paulson, along with us, he's the Senior Vice President of Agribusiness Development for Bell Bank. Stick around. I've got a look at your midday commodity prices next.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Zimbrick Chevrolet, Dane County's number one volume Chevy dealer with over 70 new Chevy trucks to choose from. Zimbrick Chevrolet East Madison, Sun Prairie, and ZimbrickChevrolet.com. Be sure to keep up with Pam and her travels at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report, on Instagram at MWF Report, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
Rural Mutual Insurance is proud to sponsor the event tent at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek. For nearly a century, Rural Mutual has protected Wisconsin farms and supported rural communities with local insurance agents in every county. Join them at the Rural Mutual Event Center for live music, vendor booths, barbecue demos, and more. They're proud to protect what matters most: your farm, your family, your future. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Here's what's happening midday on a Friday from Chicago. Cash corn is down a half a cent at 393.5. December new crop corn unchanged at 413.75. Cash beans are up 3.5 cents at 973 a bushel. November new crop beans up 3.25 at 992.5. And new crop wheat is trading 4.75 cents lower at 518.5. Fluid milk contracts are looking up. The September Class 3 milk contract is up a nickel at $17.65 a hundredweight. The October contract up a penny at $18.08 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report on a Friday, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Have a good weekend.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Areas of wildfire smoke still sticking around in spots, otherwise mostly sunny skies and highs a bit more mild in the upper 70s. Winds are barely moving, and overnight tonight, patchy fog is possible. And tomorrow, blue skies are expected with highs scraping the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah, it's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And thank you so much for all of your support. the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, but right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This isn't protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment rights. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 to become a member, or go to ffrfus.us/school, because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Troops to settle old score. From L.A. streets to the Capitol's dome, he's making this land feel less like home. He's a dictator with a MAGA crown, turning our freedoms upside down. Laughs off the laws, says it's just a game, but democracy's torch is losing its flame.
Deportation's 36 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Diane in Pauling, New York. What's on your mind, Diane?
Yes, hello, and thank you for letting me speak today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I have several things on my mind, and I will try to be brief in the interest of your time. A quick comment someone had noted at the top of your show about Jimmy Fallon skewering Trump. If you stay awake a little bit longer and watch Seth Meyers, he does an even better job.
Okay.
I'm
long asleep by the time either one of them comes on, unfortunately.
Well, you know what? I record it and watch it the next day. You mentioned USAID also earlier in your show. Now, that's such a thing because in their, Project 2025 manual, they outline how they are going to dismantle or change it to suit their policies. Mm-hmm. Now, it starts on page 253. I looked it up.
Oh, interesting. No more support for countries full of black people, right? Isn't that kind of the bottom line?
Oh, yeah. Well, in fact, what's very interesting, and I double-checked it just before you picked up my call, they actually have a website that you probably know about it already, Project 2025 Tracker.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look at that and track the progress of their destruction. And according to their tracker, the USAID objectives, there are six of them, have all been met. They're completed.
Right.
And you can go agency by agency. It is quite frightening.
That's
now, on the Heritage Foundation website, which is I actually went on so I could download their Project 2025 manual to read it, and I also printed out the ACLU's explanation of Project 2025 so I could kind of reference back and forth. They have three headings at the bottom of the screen. One, I think, is about us. One is download their document. There is another that says, understand the stakes impact analysis. Now, I found that title extremely interesting, but you cannot get into it unless you log in as a member. So, I actually considered for about 30 seconds getting into it and log in.
What do they charge for membership?
But I got to tell you, it kind of frightened me, so I haven't done it.
Do you know how much they charge for membership?
I couldn't go that far.
I see. Okay.
Because
where they asked you for money. Be free. I don't have any idea. I'm not a member of the Heritage Foundation.
I don't either, but I'll tell you just the title of that and the fact that they blocked me at that point. I found a bit scary, and you know what? I don't need to be on anybody's watch list.
I
probably am because I run around in anti-Trump T-shirts all over Trump land where I live.
I get it.
Yeah. But, I think it's interesting. You probably have read or know a good deal of the Project 2025 manual that they've printed out.
Mm-hmm.
I think more people need to be aware of their objectives. There are sites that kind of summarize them.
You know, the guy who did a great job with this was Ali Velshi on MSNBC. He went through it over the course of almost a year. Step by step by step, chapter by chapter by chapter. And I believe those segments live as video over on the MSNBC website.
I'm going to look that up. Yeah. I'm going to look that up. Well, I'll tell you, this ACLU explanation of the Project 2025 looks pretty good. I only did all this yesterday, so I haven't had a chance.
It's great information. And Diane, thanks for correcting me. I did not realize USAID was in Project 2025, or I thought that at one point I thought it was, and then I read a thing on Blue Sky this morning claiming it wasn't from a guy that I thought was credible, and apparently he was wrong, and I was wrong. So thank you for fixing that. I have to move along, but thank you for the call, Diane. Great to hear from you. Will in Bushkill, Pennsylvania. Hey, Will, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I know you've covered this, and thank God you have, and others are covering it, but we can't amplify this enough. This Republican re-gerrymandering, the already gerrymandered horror, if the Democrats don't gerrymander the Republicans out of existence, it's game over for our democracy. We will never get power back. They will have permanent rule.
I agree.
Yeah, and with that in mind, I'm begging everybody that can hear my voice, we need to really harass our Democrats. Republicans, forget about it.
Yeah, J.D. Pritzker came out yesterday and just said, yeah, we're going to do it. You know, it's like, you know, you just don't, you don't unilaterally disarm. Gavin Newsom is going to have a much bigger problem because, as a California resident called in yesterday and laid it out for us, this independent nonpartisan redistricting commission was put together by a ballot initiative. And, even the legislature and the governor can't override those things. So
I think that we should apply pressure to our Democratic elected
Republicans
right now, and we need to say that if you don't get behind this, we're going to vote you out.
Yeah.
You've got to do this. We are in an emergency here. So anyway, that's all. Tom.
Especially the larger states. I don't think gerrymandering would do probably much good here in Oregon, for example.
You have one. Right. You got one Republican, right?
Yeah, I think maybe two, but I think it's one. Yeah. I think it would have a huge impact in some of the larger states. So, yeah, I'm with you. Will, thank you very much. Steve in Paulsboro, Washington. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hello. Yes, hey. I'd like to talk to you about two things. You just hit one of them, gerrymandering. And then the other thing was the purging of the voters. I'm more of a cynic than you are, probably because of one of the jobs I had. I was doing support for legislative initiatives, which is loading the lips of lobbyists.
Mm-hmm.
One of our primary rules was to work to individuals, not to parties.
Mm-hmm.
And what politicians want to do is to shape their electorate, right? And they are more worried about primary opponents than general opponents, because seats are more likely to flip within a party
than between parties. Therefore, they're supporting gerrymandering to be safe, and they like to be able to purge voters so that they can reinstate their voters,
right,
you know, and go through an effort to bring them back, because they have the records of the most important thing you can do for your constituent, you know, your constituents can do for your representative.
Well, you know, the obvious solution to all this, Steve, is to do it, what I believe it was Cory Booker just introduced, again, the John Lewis Voting Rights Enhancement Act, which ends gerrymandering and outlaws purges.
Yes. But, like I say, the individual representatives don't want that.
In many cases.
Before you get that passed, you will get, you'll be able to ban stock trading by Congress.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene has gone from having a net worth of $700,000 to $22 million, and it looks like most all of it is from trading on, you know, what suspiciously looks like insider information that she's getting from Trump. But, you know, God only knows. But, Steve, you know, excellent points made. Excellent points. Thank you so much for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend in just a moment. Stay with us. It's your media support group for We the People.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Oh, and surprise, surprise, Ghislaine Maxwell just got moved out of a real prison in Florida to a country club prison in Texas. Isn't that sweet?
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
540 WAU UK presents This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast available anytime you want it.
Hey, it's Downtown Danny Brown, and this week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally, talking about the floods in Texas, who's to blame, and what can we learn about it here in Wisconsin. We're also going to honor the baseball's rising stars, especially at the local level, and then, of course, the politics of softball. Join us. It's going to be a great show.
This Week in Waukesha, a podcast always available online at waukradio.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Americans really like voting by mail and in-person early voting. That, according to 2024 statistics from the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. According to EAC, 158,211,780 citizens voted out of 211,144,275 active registered voters, a 74.8% turnout, 3 points lower than 2020. Among the 158 million voters, 52.8 million voted in person on Election Day. But far more Americans voted early, with 46.8 million voting early by mail and almost 48.9 million voting early in person. Mail-in voting accounted for 30.3% of votes cast, with some states offering universal mail balloting or permanent mail or absentee lists. Over 15 million ballots were returned via drop boxes in 36 states, up 10% since 2022. The percentage of in-person Election Day voters dropped in 2024 to only 37.4%, while in-person early voting jumped to 35.2%. The combination of mail and early in-person totaled 65.5%. It's clear that early voting is here to stay. We've linked to the report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years. And we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I flew across the ocean, my grandfather's land, where the streets are clean and the people stand with dignity and union pride. Where nobody's tossed or cast aside. No tents in the park, no hunger lines. They don't treat health care like a crime. The kids go to school without lifelong debt. It's a promise they never forget. How Norway became freer than America, where votes still count and dreams don't die.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. As I mentioned going into the last break, Ghislaine Maxwell, this looks like the beginning of the payoff, right? For her to come out and say, oh, yeah, Donald Trump, no, he had nothing to do with those young girls. He was just, you know, Jeffrey's friend. But Bill Clinton and Bill Gates, oh, they were all over him. You know, fully expect that she just got moved out of a real prison in Florida to a country club prison in Texas, one where it, you know, you don't have the guard towers and the guns and, you know, the barbed wire fences. And, you know, it looks like a dormitory. And it's the beginning. This is step one, I guarantee you. The cover-up is rolling along. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Like everybody, I'm still thinking about our stupid convicted felon, the guy with the hump in his back. He's got an old man hump in his back now. It's growing.
Well, that happens in your late 70s, early 80s, you know.
But I think that when you sit back and look at his fat ankles, and, yeah, I'm talking about him. When you sit back and look at his fat ankles, he's seeing that in the next 5 to 10 years, he's not going to be on this earth for very long.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's trying to be consequential. He's trying to make sure that he can leave his mark on this earth where people will look at him and think that he was somebody who was great.
Yeah.
And so he just got this jobs report. And, of course, it shows that he's seen half the number of jobs created in his first 6 months that what Biden saw in his last 6 months. Biden actually saw 2 million jobs created last year. Trump, if he keeps going at this rate, is not going to see 1 million in his stuff.
Year. And in his 4 years, so, Joe Biden created twice as many jobs as all the Republican presidents since what, Nixon combined? Do I have that right, Larry?
Since the end of the beginning of the first Bush.
Oh, okay. since Bush. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, if you go back and look at Carter, it's the Democratic Party has seen 51 million jobs created, and the Republican Party has seen 16. It's just to take the numbers and reverse them.
Mm-hmm.
They're the same numbers, except for one is far greater than the other one.
Yeah.
And I'd do a little pushback on you regarding progressives saving us. It's the Democratic Party that's saving us.
Mm-hmm.
I like progressives also, but it's the Democratic Party that keeps winning, even though the cards are stacked against them.
Yeah.
And each time they win, the Republicans change another law to make everything tilt in their favor again.
Yep.
They started changing the Fed rate so that the Democratic Party presidents always see a hike in the Fed rate over their stay in the White House. The Republicans always see a cut, and then they brought in quantitative easing, so the Republicans get this big chunk of trillions of dollars to the stock market, and that helps them out, makes them look like they're doing effective policies, when in fact, that's just fascism.
Well, it's pouring gasoline on a fire, or adding sugar to the hyperactive kid, or whatever. Pick your metaphor, but yeah.
And now what they've done is Trump is trying to bring on the digital coins.
Yeah.
This is another change that they're trying to put up that's going to be in their favor, and the
over the short
show
term
that it's in their favor.
And they'll bail out before it all crashes.
Yeah, they keep changing the board to make it look like they're doing something good, when in fact every Republican Party has crashed our economy.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump's running around trying to claim that the Democrats are trying to destroy America, when the Republicans are destroying our stock market and destroying our economy. Guess who looks like they're trying to destroy America? It's the Republicans.
Yeah.
So when I see some of these, or hear some of these people calling up and talking about the Democrats and are bad too, I think of the guy who's walking through the forest and he snags his fingernail on his sweater and blames Obama, and he's not paying attention. He steps into a bear trap that was laid by Republicans, and he wants to steal. Focus on that hangnail when he's bleeding out at the ankle.
Yeah.
You have to pay attention to the Republicans and what they're doing to you. It's not the Democrats that's hurting America. It's those dad burn Republicans.
But don't ask your media. I mean, you know, the media is so invested in this both sides game, as if the Republican Party is still operating as a legitimate political party that does what the people want. They're not. They haven't been for 44 years.
And I've yet to hear anybody on TYT tell the American people that the Republicans gave us 10 out of the last 11 recessions.
No.
They don't talk about all of those jobs that the Democratic Party has seen created while the Republicans are losing jobs.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get our act together and start attacking the parties, the media that's attacking us.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is attacking California and New York, and that's the moneymakers in this country.
Yep, I'm with you. Larry, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Always great hearing from you. It is, we're hitting the top of the hour, 57 minutes past the hour. On the other side of the break, where are the 4,725 wire transfers to and from Jeffrey Epstein that the DOJ is hiding? Inquiring minds want to know.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer's never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
Their marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report, a startling statement from President Trump moments ago on social media. He says he's ordered two nuclear submarines to be positioned in the, quote, appropriate regions after what he calls highly provocative comments by former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. CBS News White House reporter Catherine Watson.
This is a back and forth that's stretched back a little bit of over a little bit of time here. President Trump has threatened tariffs on buyers of Russian oil, among other threats that obviously the president has made as Russia continues to attack Ukraine.
CBS's Tina Kruss says there are more indications the announcement is related to those continuing attacks.
A senior U.S. diplomat told the U.N. Security Council President Trump has made it clear he wants a deal to end Russia's war in Ukraine by that August 8th deadline. And if it doesn't happen, that the U.S. is prepared to take further steps to secure peace.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.